In our reading this morning from Precious Promises, we are returning to the book of Genesis, and the text is Genesis 2, verse 2 and 3. The subject is God's rest day, the ordination of the Sabbath. It has been well said that the Sabbath is as old as the creation. God ended his creative activity, contemplated it with pleasure, and approved it. Then he rested. There were no further creations, although he sustains his work providentially, and his activities in grace continue. The first Sabbath was not only God's testimony to his finished work, Exodus 20, verse 8 and 11, it also typifies his satisfaction with the finished work of redemption. Christ made full atonement for us and satisfied divine justice. His resurrection and exaltation were proof positive of his finished work, and now God is said to rest in his love, Zephaniah 3, verse 12. God the Father rests. He promised that he would, by his pledge to glorify his Son, John 12, verse 27 and 28. God the Son rests. He knows his work is complete, and he reigns victoriously, Romans 6, verse 9, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 25. God the Spirit rests. Through him Christ offered himself, Hebrews 9:14. Through him Christ was raised, Romans 8, verse 11, and he is satisfied to apply the work of redemption to believers. Titus 3, verse 5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. God could rest at the end of creation because there was no sin. His gospel rest is because he has dealt with sin effectually. We can enjoy the gospel Sabbath by abandoning self-trust and resting in our great God and Saviour. Hebrews 4, verse 3, 9 and 10 tell us, for we which have believed do enter into rest. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his.